Every day, a million people enter the United States. Travelers, visitors, newcomers, and some who intend us harm. And every day, the men and women of U.S. Customs and Border Protection safeguard our nation. CBP officers stop terrorists, drugs, and counterfeit goods before they enter our country. In an uncertain world, CBP is America's edge. Visit cbp.gov/careers. CBP, America's edge. CBP is an equal opportunity employer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. It's a beautiful summer day. Hopefully your summer is going well, and you're enjoying yourselves, and you're taking a little downtime. You know, maybe you're able to relax a little bit, or maybe you have a vacation coming up. We've got one coming up. We're packing up the car and the kids, and we're headed to the coast of Oregon the first couple weeks in August, so we're looking forward to doing that. And today's show is going to be awesome. If you would like to call in for a soul reading, please do so. The phone lines are open. I already have a few people in the queue here. The phone lines are area code 626-231-0306 is the phone number, and you have to hit star and the one on the phone. That will indicate to me that you have a question, and I'll be happy to answer that for you in a few minutes. Or you can join the Soul Party on Facebook at facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Wealth, Wisdom, and the number 2. That will get you onto the Facebook page, the radio show party page, and you're more than welcome to ask any question you have there. And while you're there, please hit the like button if you haven't already. And while you're there too, if you haven't already, please subscribe to my ebook. I put a super ebook up there. It's called Your Destiny Delivered. It's packed full of amazing content and, of course, helpful ideas for you to discover your purpose and to take steps towards your destiny. So, yeah, jump on there. All I need is your email address that comes to you instantly in the welcome email. You'll get a little link for you to grab that ebook and enjoy. Let me know what you think about it. So today, I'm going to share with you, I actually have 4 tips for you. I'm going to give you a little bonus today. I'm going to give you 4 tips on how to live a flourishing, soulful life. Isn't that fun? Yeah, it's like, that's where all the good stuff is, isn't it? You know, and I think before I dive into these steps, I want to back up a little bit, because in order to nourish your soul, you first need to connect with it. Right? If we want to bring nourishment to any part of ourselves, we have to understand a little more of what that part is, you know, that aspect of us that we want to nourish and that we want to allow to flourish. And our life truly does flourish when we begin to nourish our soul, which is, you know, everyone has one. Everyone has a soul and a spirit. It's, you know, some people refer to it as their higher self. It doesn't matter what you refer to it. What does matter is that you do check in with it and that you start to build a connection to this incredibly dynamic, amazing, alive part of you. It's the part of you that is fully alive and that is eternal. So that's the part where all the good stuff is, you know, where we discover our passion, where we know our purpose, where we live from a joy-filled state, one that is in the flow of all the abundance that the universe has for us. And guess what, folks? Everyone can live from that place. I guarantee it. Everyone can live from a state of abundance and a state of beingness that's connected as long as we're tuned in. You know, that's the thing. It's like we got to get tuned in. We got to set that little dial on it within ourselves to that soulful channel within us that says, okay, this is where the good stuff is. This is where all of, if there were any secrets that you're curious about within yourself or for yourself or within other aspects of the universe and other galaxies and things, that's where the answers are. You know, last month, the last few shows, I've talked about the business soul. And that was really powerful. Thank you for your comments and for your feedback on those shows. I appreciate it. I've heard from many of you that you've gotten in touch with your business soul for the first time, which is fantastic. And it's a really powerful process. And now we're going to focus this entire month of July on the soul. So today's show is about your soul, how you can nourish that part of you. Fun stuff. So, you know, it's really... Gosh, you know, during the, let's call it the hustle and bustle of life, and I really don't prefer those terms, but that's the reality of what we're living in, our technologically advanced society is pulling you in so many different directions, and at times it can feel overwhelming, and it can feel like, oh my gosh, I don't even know, you know, what steps to take, I don't know which direction to go in, you might even be confused around who you are, or maybe it's an identity thing, like who, and maybe you're asking yourself, who am I? You know, you've gone through your life and you've lived kind of on autopilot, which is easy to do, we're wired for that. Our subconscious mind allows us to live on autopilot, and it directs 95% of our behaviors. And on some level, that does serve us, because it wouldn't serve you to have to every single day remember how to tie your shoe or how to drive to work or how to speak or languaging or thinking, that kind of thing. But there is a higher aspect of us that we can really bypass all the conscious thinking and the subconscious mind, and that is the direct connect to our higher self. And that's the conversation that I want to have with you today, is getting you connected to that part of you that is truly your authentic self. Now, depending on how connected or disconnected you already are will determine how easy or difficult this process will be for you. I mean, that's the reality. If you're already connected into your higher self on a daily basis and you have a very easy and direct channel to that part of you, then great. This is going to be super duper easy for you. If, however, this is all new to you, and you know you're still kind of working your way around this, you know, maybe you've heard of Oprah Winfrey and you've heard of Hay House and you're starting to discover, okay, there's more to life than what meets the eye. There's more to life than what I'm interpreting with my five senses. There's more to life than what I know exists. That's the part where it creates an opening that you can welcome in and invite your soul in, where you sit with your soul and go, okay, let's get to it. Let's get to the good stuff. So this is how you do it. You know, for you to connect with your soul, like I said, all you need is that desire. That's the first thing. As long as you have a desire that says, yeah, I really, really want to do this, because you know on such a deep level that your authentic being is inside of you wanting to be heard and wanting to be connected with. That's it. So once you have that desire, then fantastic. Then we get to the point where you start to listen to that inner whisper, You know, listen to that little voice. And sometimes it is a tiny whisper. Sometimes it's a gentle nudge. You know, your soul tries to get your attention very easily and gently in the beginning, that is, in the beginning. However, you might have had the experience where maybe you've missed a few of those clues and signs along the way, and your soul had to step up its tactics, and they became a little more, I don't want to use the word aggressive, but it became to the point where you couldn't ignore it. You know, that's when you lose your job, a marriage breaks up, you move towns or cities or countries, you know, big things start to happen for you, and it's almost like as if it's out of your control. And that's how the soul works. It will create things for your highest and best, because remember, it always has your highest and best in mind. It is working in conjunction with you, your soul, spirit, with you, with the universe, to allow for your beautiful life to unfold just how you created it before you came over. You know, and that is the case. We all created sort of like a blueprint for our lives, and we've said, okay, I'm going to come into this physical body. I'm going to learn these lessons. I am going to, you know, live in this part of the country. I'm going to have this family. These are the issues I'm going to go through. These are the joys I'm going to have. I'm going to have so many children. I'm going to be married so many times. I'm going to live in so many houses, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. So it's all figured out, and it's quite by design. And so that, and that hopefully will give you some comfort. If you're going through anything that's difficult or challenging, you can say to yourself, okay, universe, I get it. I know I'm going through this for a reason, and I am learning the lesson. Because the beautiful thing about life, this earthly experience that we have, is once you get the lesson, I mean really get it, like where you integrate it into your beingness, into your DNA, into your fiber of who you are, guess what? You don't ever have to learn that lesson again. Like once you heal it, once you get past it, and you can then objectively look at it and go, okay, I get it now. That's what I needed to learn. That's why I had that experience. So when you reach that new higher level of understanding, then you're home free. It's like fantastic. You don't ever have to do that again in this lifetime or future lifetimes. Isn't that awesome? Like it's such cool stuff when you really start to see how this universe works and how it's created. So yeah, whether, you know, connecting with your soul, like I said, is going to be as easy or challenging. It all depends on how practiced you are at it. If you have a daily routine where you're connecting in with your soul, then fantastic. It's going to be super easy for you. If you don't, if you're new to this and coming into this going, well, yeah, I know there's something more there, but I don't know how to do that. Well, I'll share with you my practice, and it's very, very simple. Every morning before I get out of bed and before I'm fully awake, so I'm still in the theta brainwave, which is the state right before you become fully conscious. In that state, you can easily access your soul. You can easily access your higher self. Because that theta brainwave state allows you to bypass your conscious thinking mind and ego, and it gets you direct connect to your subconscious mind. So we can get to our higher selves through the subconscious mind door, and that's why it's so important to stay connected to your soul. In fact, it holds the secrets for you. Your subconscious mind, you can think of it as a massive warehouse where every experience you've ever had in life, every thought you've ever had, every dream you've ever had, everything you've ever seen that you've taken in through all of your senses is stored in this part of you, in your subconscious mind. And it directs your behavior, 95% of your behavior, whether you know it or not. Now, the neat thing is the soul has, it can connect in with your subconscious mind, and it can influence your subconscious mind. So that's why we really want to connect in with our soul and start discovering how to nourish it. So step number one, you ready? Step number one for you to nourish your soul is you need to honor your soul and what it desires. That's step number one. Write this down. To nourish your soul, you need to first honor it and what it desires. So how do you do that? Well, you, like I said, you listen to it. You plug in with it every single day. You can do that through meditation, walking, sitting in silence, sitting in stillness. You can do it like I do before getting out of bed every morning. It's a great use of time. You know, I'm connecting in and seeing what the universe has for me for the day. It's a really fun exercise. You can do it even before falling asleep at night. You know, whatever works for you is fantastic. The key is you just got to do it. Okay, so that's tip one. So before I get into tip two, I'm going to take a caller here, and let's check in. Hello, caller. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. You're on the air.
Good morning. Is it me?
It's you. Good morning. Who's this?
Okay, sweet. Thank you, Jaden. This is actually, I said Becky, but it's Rebecca from Victoria. I just want to tell you, I'm learning so much every week, and I'm really grateful. And any stuff that you share is brand new to me, and I find that it's really fascinating. And I have been tapping into listening to my higher self and what it wants to tell me, and I'm just blown away by the whole experience. So I wanted to share that. And if you had any more ideas of what I should do.
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind comments. That's awesome. Welcome to the most amazing experience you can have when you're starting to work with your soul. I mean, I'm sure you're seeing things happen in your life that you probably are going, holy smokes, how did that happen? But yet it does, right? Like surprises, miracles, all that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, it's this calmness, and that's what I find that it's when you are connected that way, there's this calmness to me, and you know, it's amazing because I've slowed down so much, and I just take everything in, and everything has just been beautifully opening up, like amazing. I'm not even putting the energy towards stuff, and it's like all of a sudden it's just coming, and I'm like, wow, I had no idea, because in the past it's been, I teach Reiki classes all over the place, and in the past I've had to work to get people to organize it, and it's just not been as flowy as now. Like now it's like, oh yeah, we'll do this, and all over the place people are doing it, and I just thought something has shifted within me because it's happening and I'm not even doing any work, really.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's, wow, what a great example, Rebecca, of really tapping into your soul and the energies and allowing it to work for you, right? Like, that's the key. We don't have to work so hard to make our life work. We can allow and we can call upon these other energies in the universe, these universal energies. And this is, you know, this is nothing woo-woo. This is purely scientific. You know, that, I mean, one of the greatest thinkers in the minds of our time is Nikola Tesla, a gentleman from Serbia who ended up coming to the States working with Thomas Edison, and he discovered AC, alternative current, and that's how we now have all of our electricity, AC/DC. So he put all that together. He's one of the most brilliant people, and he said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy and vibration. And when we all tap into that, you know, when we get to the point where we go, yeah, there's something so much deeper than what we can see and what we can comprehend. So when we open up to that, and good for you, Rebecca, for opening up to it, you know, that's the key. When the desire's there, you step into that energy, and then, wow, all these things happen. So let me, because you've called in and you've given such a wonderful feedback about my show, thank you. I'd like to do a quick reading for you. Is that okay?
I would love that.
Okay. So give me one topic that you would like guidance on.
Um, maybe the money, like money with doing healing stuff.
Okay, so the first card I pulled for you from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck is the Spirit Guides card. And have you been working with your spirit guides yet, or is that still all new to you too?
Oh, no. No, I have them, yeah.
Okay, so you're aware. And I even feel like you have some animal totem, animal guides around you as well.
Yeah, like a bear.
Bear, okay. So that's fantastic energy. Bears are like magic, aren't they? They're powerful. And...
Yes.
Yes. So what's happening for you is as you go through this process of connecting in more deeply with what your purpose is, you know, what you're here to do, call upon this bear energy to open more doors for you. Like there's more, I know things are flowing for you, but I feel like there's still a few kind of sticking points that are really keeping you from like the floodgates opening up.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So when you work with this energy and so bring to mind this bear, and is it a black bear or I see a black bear?
Yes, black.
Black bear. Okay, so you bring to mind the black bear and you sit with it and ask it, you know, what do I need to know? What is it that, what's the message that you have for me? And I think you'll be happily surprised that things are, I feel like it's showing me climbing up a tree, but it's the wrong tree.
Okay.
So, yeah, there,
you got my number.
I got your number. Okay, so
yeah.
Back down that tree, Rebecca, and, you know, then take your time.
Okay.
The universe is wonderful, isn't it? Take your time and figure out what tree to climb next time, okay?
Okay?
So, you know, that means do a little more preemptive work before you start climbing that next tree, okay? And then the second thing is I got this sterling silver lining card, which means that's awesome because everything that's happening is happening for you rather than to you, so you can look at there are coming over the next 3 to 6 months, so this is very short term, there's good stuff happening for you, and it's going to feel like it's out of the blue, but as we know, it's not. It's divinely guided because you were fully ready now to step into this. So congratulations, that's awesome.
Sweet, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Rebecca, and keep call back in a few months and let me know how that climbing that other tree is going. Okay.
Okay, I'll totally do that. Thank you so much, Jaden. Have a beautiful
You're welcome.
Day.
You
rock. You
too. Thanks, Rebecca. You do too. All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So, yeah, you know, that's part of it. I'm so glad Rebecca brought that point up. It's like, you know, that's part of it. Sometimes we do put our energies in a direction where it's like, uh-oh, wrong tree. And get back down that tree and put it in a different direction. But before you leap into that next state, figure out where you want to go. And that brings me to step number two. So to nourish your soul and allow your life to flourish, we have to allow for your soul to express itself. And the soul is your creative side. It's your creative endeavors. It's when you want to paint or write or make music or sing or sculpt or whatever it is. The key, though, is create something new every single day. You got to work that muscle, okay? So create. And step number three is give yourself the gift of living in the present moment. You see, your soul doesn't operate on a schedule, and time does not exist for the soul. Time is a man-made construct. It doesn't exist in the spiritual realm. So the soul only knows the now. This very moment, that's all it understands, and that's all it can access is this very moment. So, you know, and I love the saying, and I put this in my book as well, that there's a sign that hangs in an English pub that reads, free beer tomorrow. Now, think about that. Does anyone really ever get free beer? You know, no, because we only have this very moment. And if you take one step today, no matter how big or small, but take some type of action other than talking, okay, this is, you know, rather than just talking about it, and that sometimes is counterproductive, talking about your purpose and talking about your dreams. Oftentimes that actually dilutes your purpose and your dream because you're expressing it, verbalizing it, but you're not taking any action toward it. So that's what I'm saying. Take action towards your goals. It can feel, you know, just a tiny baby step, something every single day toward reaching and accomplishing your goals. And that's all you have to do. That's it. Like every day, if your bills are covered today and you're happy today, then you've lived a great day. And a flourishing life is a culmination of great days. It's a series of great days. Once you have today covered, life is good. You can put your head on the pillow at night and say, okay, everything's covered. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I lived a productive day. So that's awesome. And I'm going to give you a little bonus tip now about nourishing your soul and allowing your life to flourish is you got to learn to say no, N-O. No is a complete sentence. And say no to what doesn't serve your higher good. Okay, that's all you have to do. Figure out what that is and say no to it. Recently for me on July 4th, actually, isn't that amazing? 4th of July for the States, Independence Day, I was led to say no to eating meat. You know, for me, you know, the last, like, previous months before then, it just started to feel wrong to me, and I was led to certain documentaries about the real truth of what animals go through the slaughtering process, and I said, that's it. I'm done. Like, I can't, my soul can't handle it anymore. It just didn't feel right to me. It felt very inhumane, and I honored my soul by saying no to eating meat, by choosing not to eat it. And you can say no to addictions. You can say no to patterns or behaviors that no longer serve you. And they're easy to discover because after you engage in some type of behavior or activity or even during your activity or behavior, if at any time you're feeling within your resistance to it or if it just doesn't feel right, then that's a sign. And you have to honor that for yourself. Okay, I hope you're hearing me when I say this. You have to honor it and take action. Okay, figure that out. Don't worry. Everything will work itself out. It always does in life. That's the beauty. If it doesn't, if it hasn't worked itself out, then it's not the end. Because in the end, everything works itself out. Like, that's the amazing thing of it. So if it's not worked out and you're still, you know, going through something, it's because there's more for you. That's the key. There's more for you. And trust. Trust in that process. Okay, so once you start doing these things, you know, and like Rebecca was saying, you know, once she started opening up to her soul and started living this way, life has gotten easier for her, and it will get easier for you too. I promise you, your life is going to feel more fulfilling, more joyful, more wonderful. Like, it's where all the good stuff is. So take a step. Start connecting in to yourself. You can do that through quieting your mind, silencing the chatter, the mind chatter, connecting in, being still, sitting in silence, and ask yourself, what do I need to know right now? It's that simple. What do I need to know right now? And at that point, listen. Listen in. Listen for some kind of clue or sign or inkling or feeling. Or maybe you'll see a picture in your mind, but you'll know. You'll be led. And then take a step. Create something new every single day. You got to work that muscle. The soul loves creativity, and it loves and operates in the, say it with me, now, in the present moment, right now. It's all we have, folks. We only have this present moment. And then when you do that for a series of days, every day your life is going to get better. And it's going to be more joyful, and you're going to go, wow, this is awesome. It's so good. Trust me. And then call my show and then tell everyone else how amazing your life is unfolding because you followed these steps and you're listening to your inner guidance. and life is getting easier for you, and I'll do a reading for you, and that's great. That's also good. So this coming Saturday, I have an announcement. I will be in Calgary teaching a course. It's titled Your Business Blueprint. It's the 7 steps to creating a successful business that they don't teach in business school. Come join us. The class is $59. That's it. 3.5 hours. We will laugh. We will joke. We will have fun, and we will learn and grow, and it'll be awesome. So join us this coming Saturday, July 26th in Calgary, Alberta. I will be there at Lazia Healing Center. To learn more about that, visit my website, Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, Sterling.com. Click the upcoming events tab, and it's the number one event right up there because it's the most recent one coming up. And I see callers. I'm so sorry I couldn't get to everyone. Call in next Wednesday. It's Soulful 2 Living. Part 2 is next Wednesday, same time, 11 o'clock, and I will take your calls, I promise. Have a fantastic week. Remember, do those things this week that fill your soul and your wallet. Goodbye, everyone.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multi-car. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Catch the Seahawks spirit at Safeway. Purchase 3 participating products with your club card and you can win 2017 season tickets. You could also win a prize in one of our weekly giveaways. Just look for the shop and score participating player products. Don't miss the player of the week this week. Coca-Cola 12-pack 12-ounce cans. 4 for $11 when you buy 4 with your club card. Safeway, the official supermarket of the Seattle Seahawks. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Alaska, Idaho, or Washington 18 and older. See official rules at shopscorealbs.com. Ends January 3rd, 2017.